So we're holding over here in Dalar Amid Beis. We're holding like 8 lines from the top. You don't do more than, the Mishnah said, how many blows you blow on a normal day. The Mishnah said at least 21, and you don't do more than 48. You have Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. You have Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. So Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, we know, you automatically do 6 more than a regular day. Why? 3 to stop the people from working, and 3 to have the matzah, and also 3 to say that it's Shabbos. Right? So that's 6. So you have automatically 6. Now, Erev Pesach, we know that there was a cheshbon that you have another, the machlekes of Yehuda, and the Rabbanon, if you have another 27 or 21. Why? Because since you say halal, and if you say halal, you say halal 3 times by every cat. Right? There were 3 times that they came to Shechta Karban Pesach. So you have 3 times 3 is 9. And you do that 3 times, like the machlik, as we learned yesterday. If you do it 3 times completely, the last time by the Pesach, you only do it once. So that makes a difference. It's 18 plus 9 or 18 plus 3. So that's 21. So now, either 21 or 26. Yeah, 26. Yeah, 27. So now, you have Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. The Ilu Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda that said, by Halal, they didn't say the last time, they didn't say it 9 times. They didn't blow it 9 times. They only blew it 3. So you had over there 21. So then it come out Chamshim V'Chada. It'll come out 51. Ilu Rabbana. If it's like Rabbana, it'll come out Chamshim V'Sheva. 56. So the Mishnah said the most you could have is 48. Here we have a cheshbon at 57. Okay, because 21 of a normal day, another 27 of Erev Pesach of Halal is 21 plus 27 is
48.
How much?
48.
Right. Another 6 for
54
for Friday. How do you get to 57? No,
we had a questionable cut. No,
what? No, that wasn't it.
Simple answer.
What?
It's going to be a simple answer.
There's Musaf. Shabbos.
So why don't we mention it?
Because now what? No. So what? So you have Musaf. That's 9 from Musaf. And nothing to do with what I was telling you before. It was not Erev Shabbos. I was telling you Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shabbos. No, it's what? Yeah, we're still again. You have 21 of a regular
take
day.
Take away 6 and the 8, 9.
Right.
The 8, 3.
Definitely. Right.
We got to do the takeaway thing.
You got to do the takeaway?
The 9 minus 6.
Okay. Yeah. You don't have to add a minus. You just don't put it, yeah.
Or you don't put it.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Because you already added it up.
Right.
But we were adding it before.
Right. Okay. So fine. Now, Dr. Gemara, Kiktani. Oh, so that's the question. So why did the Mishnah say 48? We're looking for things that are every single year. The less of b'chol shana v'shana like tani. Erev Pesach that was chal on Shabbos, that's not there every single year. For that, we don't say it. Right? It doesn't always happen. It really happens that Erev Pesach shechal is b'Shabbos.
It's one every 7 years, roughly.
Yeah, whatever, exactly.
That's not
exactly
what the Mishnah says. Even you wouldn't have.
Right, so we're saying something which happens every year. You're going to tell me something that happens so fluke. I'm saying it's 1 out of 7 years. Sometimes it's even more than that. So therefore, we don't go ahead and have that. We don't mention it. Okay, Zakti Gemara. Atu Erev Shabbos Shabbosecha Chag Mi Issa B'chol Shana. Erev Shabbos that fell out, Chalamoyed Sukkis that fell out on Erev Shabbos, do you have that every single year? Zimni Loi Mishkachas Le. Sometimes it'll come out that you won't have Chol HaMoed on a Friday. Friday Chol HaMoed. How do you have that? Now we're talking about even in Eretz Yisrael, we have how many days Chol HaMoed?
We have one less day.
5. They have 6. With Hashanah
Rabbah. Okay.
Okay? So we're saying, it's Shaykh that Friday, there won't be a Friday on Erev Shabbos. How? Ki maklina, zaklima vechadam, ki gan shechal yantaf yishan be'erev Shabbos. If the first day Sukkot falls out on Erev Shabbos, So then the last day of Chol HaMoed would be Thursday. So Erev Shabbos is going to be already Shmini Atzeres.
Right.
So now
there's no comparison because the first case was once every seven years, and over here once every 7 years it won't be.
Maybe. The Mishnah is trying to say something that happens every single year, not just it doesn't happen. Something that must happen every single year.
According to the Gemara's text, come out every year you're going to have Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Every Shabbos Chol
HaMoed. Yeah, it has to be because it's 6 days.
Right. So one
very fluke, one seven, even more than that. Right. Very fluke. The Gemara's going to say it's the Maaseh now, but like upon him, so the Gemara's question is that, so why are you telling me Shabbos Chol HaMoed? It's not, you don't always have it, it doesn't happen every year. How is that possible? If the first day of Yontif falls on Erev Shabbos, if Sukkot falls out on Erev Shabbos, the first day falls on Erev Shabbos, we'll push it off. Why? My timer. What happens if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Friday? Then Yom Kippurim Amos Have B'chad B'Shabbos. When is Yom Kippur? On the first day of Shabbos. Hilkach D'chin Onle. We don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on Sunday. Because what happens? It comes out that there's Shabbos you can't do Malacha and Sunday you can't do Malacha. Right? 2 days straight that have such Kedusha you can't do Malacha. Chazal didn't want that.
But Rashi brings down two reasons.
One is Atz Yerakis and one is Atz Meisim.
So
Yerakis, they struggle. Yeah, okay, fine. But like upon him, they didn't want to have 2 days that you can't do any malacha at all. It means normal Yontif, you can do a lot of malachas, but there are some malachas where you could do on Yontif, right? Over here, you can't do anything. So we're worried, so Chazal were worried for the Mason that would die early and they'll be sitting there without any help, or Yerakis, well, fell off of that. But like upon him, so therefore, we tell you that the Chazal did not want that Yom Kippur should be a day after Shabbos, either Sunday or Friday. 2 days together like that shouldn't come out. So they didn't let Yom Kippur fall out on a Sunday. So therefore, it's not possible that the first they'll add a day of Rishchayish.
Right,
make four.
What do you say?
If you know that the days are off, right?
This is the Rashba in Tesabaya says that the Kayacham have such Kayach to switch the Metzias.
I think we had that already.
We talked about a lady.
She's going to see that day because it's going to be Kaveh. That's what the Rashba talks about. Chazal have such Kayach to be Kaveh the Metzias, not just. I mean, it's not a joke when we say that there's an Issa Vest. Yeah, my Chaydash. But so it depends on when Bezin's Kaveh Chaydash, that's when the lady's going to see. What's the connection? They have such power. Okay.
There's two problems. Number one, the Gemara says we fool the Adam in order to do it.
Yeah.
So if they
could
change them,
see us,
let them change.
They have to come with Seichel. They can't just go out and say, they were making Kishavim.
The second problem is it's
okay. The first problem is done. So you're back to one.
Okay. The
first problem is yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The problem is that one of the reasons that the Nishas Kaver is on the day of the month is because it's a psychological thing. So you don't need that to change the Matzias.
Where do you get that reason from?
Because here. Some months are full, some months are chaser. So how could you see the same day when a chaser and a malay?
Yeah, okay.
So you're telling me the change of materials?
Yeah.
It's every time it's 29 and a half days. It's psychological. That's how she sees.
No, that's
not. Well, it's just that's woman related.
Not
psychological.
All women know what day of the month it is either.
Yeah. That's actually. You just made that up. Fakat, like you. You know, Vazna wrote in his tshuva first that if a lady Lamaisa sees January 15, February 15, March 15, then Lamaisa, it's not a normal thing, but she'll be Kaveh Vest. So they wrote to Majestama, you're missing the boat. It has to do with the moon. March 15 and February, there's no Metzias of March 15. The sun, that's the sun. the sun's in a different place by March 15th. So Shachas. She was Chayza. I think it was Chayza. I had a lady come.
So what was it having in it?
I don't know. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. But like upon him, maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe his having is like a Mazda. He's telling him what the lady did.
No, but okay. Because
you have a question on your
sun,
question.
It also has a physical effect on the body, the sun.
It's not the same place.
That's March the point.
Yeah.
What?
It takes once a year to go.
No, we're talking about, first of all, I'm by the sun.
Okay.
Go,
I didn't mean to get the result to you. Okay. So getting back to the Hamshach al-Gemara, the Gemara says that.
But we're doing it there.
Right. So we're saying that it doesn't happen. So therefore, so we're saying every single year, it's going to be that, it's going to be a Friday, Chalamayt, because we don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on a Sunday. So they made sure it doesn't fall out on a Sunday. Hilkach dachinale. It's like, Gemara, mi dachinale? Do we really push it off? Vatnan. We learned in the Mishnah, Chel ve Shabbos, kevim Yom Kippur. If you had leftover chalavim of Shabbos, of the Talmud of Ben Abayin, you could be makivit on Yom Kippur. What does that mean? Yom Kippur fell out on Sunday, and much of Shabbos. So here you see that Yom Kippur is possible. We have a Mishnah that says Yom Kippur does fall out on Sunday. V'am Abzeira. Abzeira said, "Kavinam be'yav be'bav alave." When he says be'bav alave ami.
But otherwise, would have been Sunday. You would have said you could be makrivit Sunday.
No.
Chalvei Shabbos that are leftover.
Leftover, you makrivit much of Shabbos,
which is already Yom Kippur.
Which is Yom Kippur. So you see that Yom Kippur could fall out on Sunday. This is what we learned. Everyone agrees that Yom Kippur could fall out on Friday or on Matzah Shabbos. And you don't blow because it has the same Kedusha. Which means, even though it's Erev Shabbos, normally you blow on Erev Shabbos to tell you to stop working. But Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same Kedusha. So therefore, We don't have to blow. So you see Yom Kippur, and we say it's Divya Hakla. Everyone agrees to this. So we see that everyone agrees that Yom Kippur can fall out on Erev Shabbos, or Yom Kippur can fall out on Matzah Shabbos. Kislikas Lahasam, this was in Bavel, but Kislikas Lahasam, when you went to there, we're talking about Bavli, so we're talking about Bavel, but Hasam is always going to mean Yisrael. Ashkechatei, the Yehuda, Abireda, Shimon ben Pazi, they found the Shimon, the Yosevika Amah. He was sitting and he said, Rebbe Kiva, it's Rebbe Kiva. And over there, Bekitza. So what are we saying? So we're saying that the Maisa, what? Yeah, fine. But what are we saying the Maisa? We're saying that we see that it is possible, going back to the Gemara, Yom Kippur on Sunday. So if so, Sukkot would start on a Friday, and there won't be Shabbos Chalamayit. There won't be Erev Shabbos Chalamayit. So if there won't be Erev Shabbos Chalamayit, so we're back Shver, so, and still the Mishnah says it. So why don't we say a case that you have more blowings of Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Zakti Gemara, like Kasha.
When did this start? Meaning, at one point, there was Yom Kippur on Sundays? And
yeah.
And the Chama Masakan had to do it on Sundays?
Yeah, could be. But like upon him, there was one point like that, right? That was much later. Yeah. Zakti Gemara, like Kasha. Zakti Gemara, Hay Abana, no Achayim. This is the Abana, and this is Achayim. What's that? Where do we see that, Machlekes? The Tanya. There's only 4 days. If you can make your own calendar. This year Yom Kippur was on Shabbos. Next year it's going to be 4 days later. It's going to be on Wednesday. Sukkot was on Wednesday. It'll be 4 days later next year. Why? Because they hold every single like we were saying before. Every single month is exactly the same with the moon. It's 29 and a half days. Exactly half, whatever it is, right? A certain amount, chalak and whatever. So now, so if you chesed that out, so really so every single month is going to be either 29 or 30. Like this, it's all going to be equal. It switches 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30. So it switches every single month. So it comes out, how many weeks do we have in a year?
52 and 4 days.
52 and 4 days, exactly. So it's 52 times 7 is 350. Just made it up, I think so. Yeah, no. Probably. No? 348?
7 times 50 is
350.
No,
it's an average of
52. 50
times 12 is 360.
357.
354.
364.
We're talking about lunar years.
Right.
We're talking about
so. Right. So, Bekitza, okay, true. It's not.
It's 50.
It's 354. Right, exactly. So you have 354. So therefore, it's always going to be one. It's 50 weeks plus 4 days. So you're always going to have every year. You'll know that it just gets pushed. No matter what, there's no such thing as today. That's what he says. Right? The Ma'aser Shana Mu'baris, if it was a leap year, Chamisha. It's always going to be another day.
Another day.
So that's why. So that's Achim. Okay?
So they hold that we don't care.
We don't care. You can't tell me, the Chacham are going to say, we can't have Yom Kippur on Sunday, we're going to push it over. There's no such thing. It's done. It's a done deal. There's 4 days. It's every year is going to be one Chaydash. I mean, every Chaydash. One's Malay, one's Chasa. One's Malay, one's Chasa.
The Machlokes is not whether we have Yom Kippur or not.
You can't be done.
Right. This, we're telling you, this is the calendar that we have. The Mela,
it has to be whatever is going to fall out, that's what's going to fall out.
What do they do?
They have to have Yom Kippur Sunday. What do you mean? What they do before?
Yeah.
We don't pass like a Chayim, so there's no problem.
No, but he wants to know what was Achaim thinking. He's saying, what was Achaim thinking? Did they do that or not? Achaim obviously did that. He wants to know what they did.
What they did?
Yeah.
He didn't have two Sanhedrins. He had one Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin didn't hold like Achaim. What's the problem?
No. Achaim was saying what they did.
Yeah.
I don't know why you ask. I mean, it's a good question. I'm just saying. No, you mean it's something that everyone should know about. It could be that they went to Bavel, right? They went to Ukraine. And you see what's going on there?
It was a theory. The Chayim was a theory, not that they remember.
This is a shot on many things you have.
Yeah.
So there were two Yom Kippurs going on?
No. There was only one Sanhedrin.
Well, you know, there were no phones. They technically didn't know what was going on when Yenu
start. So the real question is, when did they start doing Kiddush Chayis after Re'iyah?
Right.
Because they had bad communication at that point.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Right.
It's not like
right, sure. Okay. Right. Okay. Now we're asking Akasha, we're going back on what we said yesterday, 2 days ago, that every single carbon musaf yesterday, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina said every carbon musaf needs 9 blowings. So we have a question on that. Rish Chaydush Shechaliyah is B'Shabbos. Rish Chaydush the fellow on Shabbos. Shir Shal Rish Chaydush Doich Shir Shal Shabbos. The song of Rish Chaydush is Doich Hashir Shal Shabbos. V'im Isa, Leimah the Shabbos, V'leimah the Rish Chaydush. If this is true, the way Acha Bar Chanina said, that you blow for every single Musaf, so over here, Shabbos should be Doich Hashir Shal Shabbos. You say both.
Yeah,
why do you have to be Doich? You blow 9 for each. Means you have both Kabbonis. So say the Shir for both. I'm upset for the Goyen, who is like a Yontif, he would say by the Shir Shal Yayim, he wouldn't say, we say Hayayim Yom Chamishi, and sometimes if you do, you don't, you say also another Shir. Or let's say, we say Shir Shal Yayim, it's Thursday, Rish Chaydush, you say it's 5th, Yom Chamishi, and you say Bachinavshi. The Goyen wouldn't say the 5th day. You say Shir Shal Chaydush, and that's it. Or Yontif, the guy would have the back of the villa.
The problem is that what we do is
everything's brown.
Let's say your Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. Right. We the master is from Rosh Chodesh and the Haftarah is from Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
So we're not.
We knock out Shabbos against them. That's what you said?
The master is always the master is like on Chanukah. The master is from Chanukah.
Okay.
Not from Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
We take out 3 sisters, but the last thing that we do, it's not Makadim, we're Ma'achar.
Okay.
Because we want the Haftarah to be from, not from Rosh Chodesh, but from Chanukah. So Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the Ma'achar that we lay is, so we're not Makadim. We're not Makadim Rosh Chodesh.
But after Makadim Shabbos. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to see in a minute about Makadim. One second. So now, Zimah is asking, then how come you go ahead and you push off Shir Shal Shabbos, why don't you do both? Amar Safa, my Deicha, you're right, you do both. Deicha doesn't mean you, Deicha just means Deicha Lekadim. You do it first. What do you do first? Rish Chaydush. And then you do Shabbos. In fact, Gemara Ba'amai, Tadim Shein, Tadim Kaidim. First you should have the Shir of Shabbos. and then the share of the Shchaydash. Because it's tadrit, you do it, it's more often. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Leida, Shehuk, Shchaydash, Bizmana. No, you're right, but we have a reason why we want to do the Shchaydash first, to tell you that we will Makadash the Chaydash in its time. It's like the Imam, Bahaya Kerav Dinan. This is the only hacker, this is the only resemblance. No. Hacker.
But at this point, everybody knows it.
Distinguishing.
Distinguishing? Okay.
At this point, everybody knew it, no?
The sign. The hacker means like a sign.
But at this point, everybody already knew that we were about the Chodesh, but the next day.
No, this could be the first day.
No, but this was already the morning. People knew about the Chodesh the night before.
No, forget. That's where you forget Yalvi Yalvi. Love that.
Forget
oh, you mean the fires?
Yeah, everybody knew it at that point,
love
no?
Love that. Love that. No, it wasn't to be. Zakhtimah, okay, Avdina. We do a different indication. Now what? The Tanan, we look in the Mishnah, Mishkalim Chelve, Tamit Shal Shachan, Itanim Mechatzi Keves Alamata. Where do you put the Chalavim of the Tamit Shal Shachan every day? You put it in the half the Keves Ulamata, and lower. The Mizrach, on the Mizrach side. The Shamusafin, the regular Musaf, Nitanin, where do you put that? Mechatzi Keves Ulamata, the Mayrif, on the Mayrif side. The Shalish Chaydish, And the Muslim Rish Chaydash, Litan and Tachas Kakov HaMizbech Ulamata. So you put it even lower. So what are we saying? We're saying like this.
Separate Simon.
It's separate Simon. So people are going to know already that it's Rish Chaydash.
We already knew it. They already sent out the word.
No, but not everyone knew.
Yeah, so they only know when they come to the base of Mikdash.
That's what I say. Sometimes you'll have to know that. Yeah, sure.
So they start saying, okay, we're going to sing this one first.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Wow. Why do we do that? Lay that shahuk for Yishchaydash was mana. To teach you that Yishchaydash shahuk was mana. So why do we need this for a hekem? We do two hekem. The chazi hai chazi, the chazi behai chazi. Each one that sees, that's what he sees, and he'll know. Either you could see because of you seeing which one was saying the shir, or you're going and seeing where they put the chelev on the mizbeach. And that's how you'll know. I got no Shabbos.